Inside a cramped, dusty pawn shop on the Lower West Side of Manhattan, Emma Parks lined up behind a muscle-bound bald guy wearing Mr. Clean earrings, a stained peacoat, gray Dickies work pants, and scuffed Doc Martens boots. He smelled of powdered eggs, cod liver oil, and eucalyptus. He snarled at the woman behind the cage, demanding more than she wanted to give for the toothy orange chainsaw he had slung over his shoulder. A chainsaw? In Manhattan? From the forbidding look of the guy, Emma figured it was better not to ask, and closed her fingers around her most valuable possession. This was all she had left. Over the years, she'd sold off her memories one by one. Her grandmother's collection of imperial glass, her high school class ring, the Prada handbag she'd bought herself for graduation with money she earned playing summer stock at Six Flags. The man slammed the chainsaw down on the counter and turned away from the cage, a fistful of dollars crumpled between his hammy fingers. He glowered darkly. Emma took a step backward. He brushed past her, mumbling,
"Watch out, girlie,"
and stormed from the shop.
"Next,"
growled the woman behind the cage in a two-packs-a-day camel's voice. Emma stepped up to the counter.
"What you got?"
The woman had an oversized head on a near-anorexic body, a cassava melon face, and long, scraggly hair that tangled down her shoulders. Central Casting would have been all over her for a cauldron role in Macbeth. On the other side of the bulletproof glass, she perched atop a hydraulic stool jacked up high.
"Well, I ain't got all day. Show it or step off."
With a tug of wistful regret, Emma opened her hand, revealing the diamond-encrusted, star-shaped brooch resting in her palm. The woman's eyes narrowed, and they took on a shiny yellow cast like a hungry feral cat who'd spotted a baby rabbit.
"Stick it through the opening."
Reluctantly, Emma slid the brooch through the small opening cut into the barricade. The woman pounced, snatching up the brooch, holding it up to the light. Then she opened the drawer in front of her and took out a jeweler's loop. She studied it for a long moment.
"I'll give you $200.
Shock dropped Emma's mouth.
"It's worth at least 10 times that amount. It's white gold, and there's a diamond on each point of the star."
"They're diamond chips of questionable quality."
"It was appraised at $2,500 over 10 years ago,
Emma argued, past the nausea gathering in her stomach. $200 wouldn't begin to cover the $1,000 she needed for the exclusive Master X's tutoring sessions. Master X was her last hope. She'd tried everything she knew to make it big, and after 12 years in the trenches, she'd hardly made a dent. So far, the most successful thing she'd done was a speaking role as the big toe in an antifungal ointment commercial. The residuals helped pay the bills, but every time that commercial aired, something inside her died a little. This was not great art. This was not what she suffered for.